Page 105. Patient portals. Online audio/video conferencing. E-visits. Telehealth allows you to get the care you need in a way that fits your needs. It can be used for physical, behavioral, or oral health needs. It also allows you to avoid clinical and public places. Some examples of when it is a good choice to use telehealth are routine health care, wellness visits, medication consultation, eye exams, mental health counseling. Also, there are some times when telehealth will not work. For example, care that requires a hands-on physical, when the provider needs to do an in-person exam or test. To schedule a telehealth visit, call your provider's office and ask if it is an option. Most health providers have telehealth visits available. UHA allows any telehealth services that can be done virtually on any platform, covered by the Oregon Administrative Rules, OAR. To get these services, you will need to use a device that supports the technology. UHA members still qualify for interpreter services, even with telehealth. If you would like to know more, please see pages 46 to 47 for more information. To use telehealth services, you will need a smartphone, tablet, or computer/laptop with internet access. You will need to supply your own device. UHA does not provide or support these technologies. This service is provided by our contracted providers. If you need technical assistance, please contact your telehealth provider. Do you need help finding a provider that offers telehealth? Below is a list of community health centers that can provide services that meet your needs. Also, you can look online in the provider directory at www.umquahealth.com/ope/, or you can request that a copy be mailed to you, free of charge, at any time. Evergreen Family Medicine has telehealth available through video call and phone call. Oh, what services are offered as telehealth? All established patient visits. If a patient feels more at ease, they can schedule their follow-up.